Hi, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Paul Dykstra from Certified Angus Beef, talking premiums back to cattle producers in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's long-range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Our own Casey Shepherd had the chance to talk in recent days with Paul Dykstra, who's Assistant Director for Supply Management and Analysis for Certified Angus Beef. He works with cattle producers around the country in making sure there's adequate supplies of cattle to meet the CAB brand. And he says the most recent data they've got for the number of dollars being paid back to cattle producers shows a big jump up this last year in 2021.
Well, we just wrapped up our Packer Premium Survey for 2021, and that's a 24-year effort that we have had underway to report biannually the sum or the aggregate total of Packer premiums paid for certified Angus beef brand carcasses. So what we're specifically talking about would be negotiated grid and formula payments from the packer back to the cattle feeder or the cattle supplier for those carcasses that do meet our brand standards. So the new number is $182 million, and that compares to the number 2 years ago of $92 million. So it's a rapid expansion of that total sum number that those packers are reporting to us this year. And looking at the data, it appears that most of the expansion that's allowed that to occur is the price or the premium per hundredweight the packers have placed on carcasses in that certified Angus beef category. Essentially, the quality spreads up and down the marbling chain, if you will, or the quality grade scale. Those marbling spreads and those quality spreads all widened out a great deal in the last couple of years.
What else are the takeaways from the 2021 cattle market? What else have we learned?
Well, it was an interesting time, has been for 2 years now, right? Since the pandemic, the backlog of fed cattle, and the fact that we haven't had the processing speed through the packing sector to handle the supply of cattle that were market ready. And that's created some consternation and some pain on the production side, right? Because we didn't feel like the production sector was maybe achieving the share of the wholesale value of those carcasses that we'd like to see. With that understood, but yet set aside, if we look at the kind of cattle that were being successful and sought after, well, these premium values for certified Angus beef and prime qualified carcasses, you know, they've reached record highs for those premium values at certain weeks throughout last year. We also observed when those packer buyers were out looking for their weekly buys last fall in particular, and they had a plethora of cattle available to choose from, and throughput was a bit slower than the supply could supply with, we saw those packers selecting pens of cattle really based on carcass merit. And those pens that had the propensity to achieve a higher percentage of prime and certified Angus beef brand carcasses. So it's kind of a message back to us on the production side as to where we ought to kind of set our sights when we're breeding and making management decisions for cattle.
Interesting numbers from Paul Dykstra, Certified Angus Beef. It appears the producers who had those high-quality cattle through a program like CAB shared some of those profits that packers were enjoying. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Ranchers, Opportunities in the beef cattle industry will be the focus at the 2022 Beef Cattle Conference in Canadian, Texas on Tuesday and Wednesday, April 26th and 27th. Register now for this very important event. Hear President Trump's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, plus 10 other presentations. Seating is limited. Call 806-323-9114 or go to the website. Presented by the Hemp Hill County AgriLife Extension.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.